Live from 1416 Locust in the heart of Western Gateway Park, downtown Des Moines, it's Heather and Wicket.
Last time I cried because I was happy was January 21st, 2017.
So 4.5 years ago.
Last time Wicket cried because he was happy was about 6 hours ago.
It's very true. It is very, very true. I got about a 4.5 hour, maybe 4 hour nap. I looked up last night after one of the best sports moments of my life as a fan. When the Bucks won the NBA championship last night, I did a little Facebook Live on my personal page and had a cigar and drank a celebratory Miller Lite.
At Mike Wicket, 2 T's if you want to follow Mike Wicket in all of his cigar smoking.
And there's a photo of me on my personal page because there's a thing with some friends of mine on in the Bucks fandom world where after a victory you take your shirt off. So if you want to see
that,
it's on my follow me on Twitter at Mike Wicket.
God, keep it on Twitter where I rarely hang out.
She doesn't go to that club.
Ugh.
So last night, when the game was coming to an end, and maybe I'll post video of this, my wife comes out of the bedroom, because I was watching in the living room, and she is holding the phone up, and I am, like, Heather, on my...
Don't take your shirt off.
I don't want to scare our intern.
I know. Yesterday,
so
if you didn't see her run out of the studio yesterday because Wicket was disrobing, that's up on Facebook at Laser1033.
I did one of these where, like, you put your hands on your knees and you're just kind of watching the clock tick down on the TV, and then you put your hands over your mouth and your nose, and you're just having that cry moment. Normally, people do it when they're sad. I did it out of pure joy because I was. Hold on, let me pull myself back up. I was so happy last night. Then I looked up and I'm like, oh, it's 12:30. I need to go to sleep. Unlike you, I can't power through.
Right.
You know, like you did yesterday. But yeah, last night cried a lot of happy tears. And I don't cry over sports that much. I really don't. I don't know the last time a sporting event made me get emotional. I mean, I'm an emotional person. If you know me, you will learn that. Heather, I'm sure you do by now. I am more likely to cry than the average person, I think, because I get happy. Like, I watch the end of Elf, and I get emotional.
Oh, my God, Wicket.
So, like, last night, had I been at the Hy-Vee Drive-In, I would have, at the end, when the sleigh lifts off, I would have been like, oh, Christmas magic is here in Des Moines. But last night, in tears of joy, I was so happy that the Bucks won the NBA championship. It's been 50 years. I have so many friends. I spent so much time living there, and you just feel really, really good. And I did last night.
All right, so. Listen.
What? What do you have, Miss No Tears?
Well, no, I lack. They called me the Ice Princess in college. That was my nickname.
I lack empathy.
I'm low emotion. Mm-hmm. Classically. But I just think it's funny that no matter what happened yesterday, it would have ended in tears for you because you were going to come out with me to Elf and you would have cried.
Yeah.
And you ended up watching the Bucks and you did cry.
Yeah, I did.
Mm-hmm. You have cried other times in front of me. So.
It's true. Like, you and I have only been together for 3-4 months, you know, since April. And I need you to cry in front of me so I feel better about myself. At least two that I can think of where we have talked about me breaking down emotionally.
Right.
And you're at zero.
I'm trying to think of something we can engineer that would make
me... Is there a really sad movie that makes you cry or like...
No, I
Dashboard's entire album? Is there a Dashboard song?
No. What I was going to say... Death Cab for Cutie.
Oh, Death Cab for Cutie, not Dashboard.
Favorite band. And if you follow them, you know that Ben Gibbard also sings for the Postal Service. And when Such Great Heights plays live...
You lose it. Is Death Cab coming here anytime soon?
No. They're doing a really short run of tours. I've seen them so many times. Yeah, Death Cab, it's funny because everybody thinks that I Will Follow You Into the Dark, which is like... Oh, it's so romantic. It is a romantic song. It is very nice. But I've heard it so many times. It does I'll say rarely. Rarely makes me emotional the way it makes other people emotional, because it's been like a wedding song for so many of my friends, and it's been so on the radio so much that it I'm a little bit less. Unless someone is literally standing in front of me singing it to me, that gets me. But like, I don't cry when I hear that live.
Where are they going? Anywhere near here? I just want to drive you somewhere so I can see you cry.
Well,
it's the whole, it's my whole now goal. Montana, Seattle, Oregon, Washington.
Wicked. Here, this is what you can work towards.
Man, nothing Wicked. Near us, by the way.
This, yeah. This will happen faster, hopefully. Work towards this. If we get syndicated, I'll cry, because I'll be happy.
If we get syndicated, so work that's really a hard, happy tier. Okay.
Work really hard.
So get good at this?
Yeah. It's all on you, Wicket.
You're not asking
it's
much.
It's also on me.
You're asking a lot, actually.
Well, you know what's funny? We were going to talk about something else, because there's a holiday coming up.
Yeah.
We're going to lead in. But I almost want to pivot.
Okay.
And see. I want to know the last time people cried because they were happy.
When's the last time you had happy tears?
Yeah.
So for you, it was 4 years ago.
January 21st.
What was the
2017?
10-second synopsis on what made you cry happy tears?
I was out with a large group of girlfriends.
Okay.
And one of my friends pulled me to the side to tell me that there was a man in our midst. And I was like, what? It's a girls' night. Like, where's the man?
You're not supposed to be here.
We had all left our respective boyfriends and husbands to hang out, which we really only did like once a year.
Mm-hmm.
And she's like, I'm pregnant. And she had been trying for so long. And it was such a thing.
And I know you don't love you having kids, but you love others.
Well, it's when you look into someone's eyes and you know that that's what they want. Mm-hmm. And that's been such a thing for them. And you can tell that it's just, you know, it's out of reach and that's all they want.
Mm-hmm.
Anyone that's tried to get pregnant knows exactly what I'm talking about. Anyone,
I remember the day.
Men who've mm-hmm. been close to women who are, you know that look in their
eyes.
At least
my wife struggled and she felt terrible. She thought it was her fault. So I totally understand.
Yeah. So when you deal with that with someone that you love, mm-hmm. one of my best friends in the whole world, and you just want that for them so badly. And she's like, there's a man in our midst. I lost it. I just started. And I remember it because there's mm-hmm. a picture of us up from that night out on social, which is why I know the exact date. Because I'm like, let me find it on Instagram. Intern Colby, tell us about when you cried when you were happy.
You don't have one?
I can't remember.
You're never happy?
She's never happy.
I love it.
So when was the last time that you cried happy tears? 244-1033. It's up on Facebook. And my favorite answer so far that has come in, because I cried last night when the Bucks won the NBA championship, Andrew writes, so did I, buddy.
Aww.
Giannis, who plays for the Bucks, is a real human. I like you a lot, Andrew. But 244-1033, when was the last time you cried happy tears? You can also hit us up on Facebook or on Twitter at Laser1033.
The Laser. 244-1033.
Wicket's in the corner, still sobbing like a... Well, like what, Wicket? Sobbing like a child? Like a baby?
You're listening to Heather and Wicket. Mornings, 6 to 10 a.m. on Laser 103.3.
Like a fan of the world champion NBA's Milwaukee Bucks.
Yeah.
I mean, last night, I don't usually... I'm an emotional person,
mm-hmm.
but I usually don't cry over sports. Like, when my teams win, I don't generally cry. Probably because I root for losers. But when my
Aww.
Teams win, I don't generally cry. And last night, when the Bucks won, when it was Bucks in six, I broke down. And my wife caught it on camera. And
Aww.
Maybe I'll post it. Like, I'm pretty good. You know I post pretty much everything. I don't...
Too much, actually. But
I've been accused of that. I have to figure out how I'm going to properly post this video of me... And maybe I'll hold it for myself, but it was happy tears last night. So we're asking you,
mm-hmm.
when was the last time that you cried happy tears? Heather was 4 years ago. Mine was 7 hours ago.
Hey, Laser, what's your name?
Randy.
Randy, when was the last time that you cried happy tears?
When the Cubs won the World Series.
Yes! Hey, Wicketpedia, what year was that?
That would be 2016.
Here's the 0-1. This is going to be a tough play. Yes!
I don't think I was alone.
No, I think there are a lot of Cubs fans, and there are so many Cubs fans around here that did the same thing.
It was a good thing then.
Randy, what were you doing when Steve Bartman entered the world of news?
I was watching the game.
And probably cursing his name.
It happens. You know, and it wasn't, in the moment, you can't blame the guy.
No, I would have done the exact same thing, and then I would have been extradited out of the city of Chicago.
Yeah, well, he got a World Series ring out of the deal, so.
Yeah, he definitely did. What did you do the night the Cubs, because I remember the night, my wife is much more of a Cubs fan than I am, and I remember she was so happy, and my wife doesn't even care about sports.
I was working 14-hour days. When they won the series, I couldn't stay up. I fell asleep like in the seventh inning, and I woke up as they were coming out of the rain plate.
Yeah, I was like, there was a rain delay in there, which made everybody happy. What was the next day like? Did you go to Chicago to celebrate? Did you?
I was working 14-hour days.
Oh, you had to go back to work.
12-14. So I literally slept 2 hours, woke up for the end of the game, slept an hour, and went to work.
That sounds exactly like my schedule. Hey, Laser, when's the last time you cried because you're happy?
Probably right before Christmas last year.
Why?
My middle daughter, her boyfriend pulled me off the side and was telling me that he would want to propose to my daughter.
Aww.
So I mean, he's a good guy. He was, did it kind of old school, you know, talk to dad first, blah, blah, blah. So,
how old is your middle daughter?
25.
Oh, see, that's a good age. I've got enough to know.
Oh. Yep. I've got two daughters, and I'm going to hate every boy they ever date for their entire lives. But I'm kind of welling up thinking about 25 years from now when they have that conversation. Somebody pulls me aside, and I'm like, shut up, I'm watching basketball. No, when they pull me aside and have that conversation, did he do it right? Did he make you proud?
The nice thing was, too, I mean, he's a nice guy, good guy. He's a state building maintenance, so the Capitol, Hoover Building, all that stuff, he's over all of it. I mean, he's got his stuff straight, you know, what he wants to do. I told him, I said, as long as she's number one, no matter what. Mm. And he says, you know, that she obviously is. And I said, well, I'm fine with it. I'm good with it. She's a Christmas freak.
Mm.
So it was right about that. And he decorated a tree out on this thing, on this little path that they walk sometimes. And so it was a good day, and it was a good deal.
Oh, I absolutely love that.
I do too, because I feel like the standard response when a guy asks the dad if they can marry the daughter is not generally that optimistic and happy.
I told him there's no return policy.
No.
We did have a little bit of a laugh too. You know?
Listen, when you sign this contract, there's a do not bring back to the store.
Exactly right. That's what I told him. You know.
So. I love that story, and I love that it impacts you too, Wicket, and we can talk about your future moments of crying. Hey, we put this up on Facebook and said, "When was the last time you cried happy tears?"
I'm going to start crying reading these.
Oh, man. Intern Colby, grab the
tissues. She's going to have to. Dakota says, I cried when my little brother came home from training when he joined the Navy because he joined 8 years after I did in the Army with one deployment, so I know how he felt when he came back to his family for a while. If you show me one of those videos where they surprise the family like at half court or 50-yard line, I lose it.
Mm-hmm.
I start crying. Brock says July of 2021 when my wife and I saw my grandmother for the first time since the lockdown. Nathan said when my daughter was born last year. Mm-hmm. I don't believe I've ever cried happy tears before that. And Audra said seeing my granddaughter right after she was born due to COVID, it was video. But it was still very emotional. Mm-hmm. It's on the Facebook page, 244-1033, or on Twitter, at Laser1033.
Balls and more. Wicket's World on Laser 103.3.
Wicket still sobbing tears of joy. Proudly. Are you going to wear your Bucks outfit every single day now?
Can you turn that down, please?
Oh.
Can you turn that down, please?
Wow,
please?
Can you turn down my mic? Yes, on, yes.
Thank you. I appreciate that. Now, I am working on a Heather Lee sort of amount of sleep tonight. From last evening, I was... Bucks win the NBA championship last night. First time since 1971. Bucks in six. And as with, I cried. I have a video. My wife Lee came out of the bedroom as she was begging me not to make noise. Like, you have three babies in the house, and there's an NBA Finals game going on, and you're rooting for the team that's potentially winning the championship. I was scared I was going to wake the baby up because I was just do like one clap, like ha, after a big bucket. Like normally I would, if it was just me and you know, the guys or no babies or whatever, there'd be a lot of woohoo and high five. But it was ha. And I got this text message: if you wake these babies up, you are in trouble. So keep your Bucks fandom at a minimum. So game goes final. I don't cry over sports, but I cried yesterday when the game counted down and the Bucks won the title.
Feel free to get as excited as you like.
Oh.
In this time wicket. So get it ready.
Let me get in the position.
Get it.
All right.
Oh.
Okay.
He's bending over.
Alrighty.
He's rocking back and forth and
hit me.
Let's go.
Booker turns, shoots, fires. Shot won't go. Tucker the rebound.
Oh.
And that'll do it. It's over. The Bucks have done it. The long wait has ended. After a half century, the Milwaukee Bucks are NBA champions once again.
You know, the finals MVP was Giannis Antetokounmpo. He dropped 50 last night. He's only the second player ever to score 33 and a half of an NBA finals game. He did that in the second half. And the other guy that did it, his name was Michael Jordan. So that's pretty good company. He's a two-time MVP, the defensive player of the year, All-Star Game MVP earlier this year, and now the finals MVP. And what I love so much about Giannis is when the game came to an end yesterday, and you heard that highlight, Mike Breen on ESPN, Giannis darted across the floor. He didn't celebrate with his teammates. He didn't celebrate with his coaches. He went to his family. He hugged his family. He picked up his son, and I just love that because of what he means to the city. And as a dad, I started to well up, and my wife caught me crying last night, and she recorded me.
Well, I have your wife here.
Great.
You know what's nice?
Hi, Lee.
About Giannis is that he, when all of that went down, thought of his family and thought, what is the most appropriate way to celebrate as a father, as a significant other? What is the best way to enjoy this moment and not, I don't know, disrupt your three sleeping toddlers?
I just told her that I did like one clap. I like, ha! But I didn't just start going nuts at the very end.
That is incorrect.
I did not.
I am exhausted today.
Well, I brought you in here. I love that you came with that. I brought you in here for a very specific reason. I said to Wicket,
it's getting warm in here.
We're gonna play the highlight. You feel free to get as excited as you want. Yeah, put the headphones on if you want the headphones.
I'm stealing your headphones. Okay.
And when I was listening to some of the noises that were coming from him, I thought, wait, I want Lee to hear this. So Wicket, I'm gonna play this again.
Okay.
Do your noises as it's happening.
Should I get in the position I was in last night when I started crying?
Yeah.
Booker turns, shoots, fires, shot won't go, Tucker the rebound.
That's it. Right there.
Gross.
But I didn't do a lot of...
Like a baby.
I did.
Well, I just... My first thought was, this is the sound that Wicket made when he made the little Wickets.
Oh, wasn't that intense?
I did cry, though.